to say with some facts. My wife is Asian, born in Taiwan. Chinese mother, Taiwanese father. She immigrated to the United States when she was two. She's a citizen. She's an anchor at Coin Television. She's a mother. She's smarter than me, better looking than me. A list of things, okay? I preface that by saying these things because I want you to put yourself in the shoes of a casual observer. And I want you to tell me what's going on here. Because I think I might just be the victim of racism. I go into a sushi restaurant with her last night, right before I made my appearance on KGW Sports Sunday. I'm in a suit and a tie. My wife is anchoring the evening news on the weekends at Channel 6, the Coin Television CBS affiliate here in Portland on the weekends, so she's dressed nice. So we're both dressed, you know, dressed up. We go into a sushi restaurant, and this has happened every time we go into a sushi restaurant. The waitress at the server at the sushi restaurant sees us come through the door together. We ask for a booth. We don't want to sit up at the rail where the sushi stuff is, so we ask for a booth, and she seats us in a booth. She is helping another couple across the way, across the restaurant, who are sitting at the rail. It's clear to me they're together. The body language says they're together. And the lady, the server, talks to them, takes their order, whatever, then comes over to our table and she says to me, is this going to be together? This happens every time we're in a sushi restaurant. And only in a sushi restaurant. It doesn't matter where else we are. In a sushi restaurant. And this is why, like, my radar is up for it. She says, is this order going to be together? And I always make the same comment. I said, yes, I'm going to pay for my wife. And then she proceeds to take our order. Well, my wife goes, you have a great opportunity here to test your theory. She goes, she just talked to that couple that sat down right before us. So I excuse myself from the table. I walk over to the couple and I say, hey, I have a strange question for you. I say, the server, did she ask you guys if this was together? And they say, no. She just took our order. And I said, it's the weirdest thing. I said, whenever we go into a sushi restaurant, and I'm not sure if it's because she's so much better looking than me, nobody could possibly think she would ever be with me. Or if, because she's Asian and I'm not, they assume, well, they may not be together. And people have said to me, oh, you're just being sensitive. I'm telling you, that other couple last night said, yeah, we overheard that as well. Ask you if you guys were together. And it's just interesting to me. So they said, no, it's never happened to us. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. And I know in a sushi restaurant, there can be confusion. People walk in, is this order together? You're having lunch. This was a dinner. This was us in a booth. I think we were even holding hands. And she asks, you know, are you guys together? So I sat there and we kind of laugh it off. I'm not offended by it. But it's one of those things where I realize the server, because I talked to her later, I think she's doing it even without thinking about it. That she is watching you come through the door. She sees Asian, Caucasian, and she goes, is this together? And I think it's her own, and it's not just her. It has happened time after time after time. And I go, people joke about it, and they go, yeah, she's just so much hotter than you. I also think that, like, there's something going on there. So I called the server over and I said, listen, I'm not mad at you. I'm not offended. I said, but why did you ask if we were together? And she says, oh, I ask everybody that. I said, yeah, not so much. You didn't ask that a couple over there. I didn't throw them under the bus. And I said, yeah, you only asked us if we were together. And I said, is it because she's better looking than me? Is it because, you know, what is the dynamic? I'm dying to know what that dynamic is. And she says, well, we ask everybody that. I go, I don't think so. You don't. It happened one other time at a Chipotle restaurant. We were in the line, you know, the line at the Chipotle, and there's a lot of confusion at the line at the Chipotle, but there was an Asian family that was in front of my wife, and then she was with us, and they rang her order up with that family. And I thought, okay, that's a case where, like, I think we're a pretty white city in a white state. And I think sometimes that happens. My mom's got a great story. She's a nurse. And she's talked about the having to be really careful when people come into hospitals because she says you learn, and she worked in a very diverse area. You learn, she says, that, you know, you don't assume anything of who's together age-wise. You don't assume, like when a dad comes in, you don't assume that's grandpa if he's gray. Because you don't want to offend somebody like, you know, oh, you have a nice granddaughter that was just born. No, I'm the dad. And I also knew there was a football coach at Fresno State who was African-American. And his wife was due any day. I remember this was back in the 98-99 football season, maybe 2000-ish. David Carr was the quarterback at Fresno State. And this coach was a wide receivers coach, was African-American, and his wife was very, very pregnant. And his wife was on him to show up at all of the appointments, the OBGYN appointments. Wanted him at all the appointments. And if you're a dad, you know how important that is to show solidarity with mom at those appointments. So he was always really at the end of practice. He's like, hey, guys, I can't talk right now. I got to go. I got to get to this appointment. My wife has scheduled it. I want to be there. And he was always like bursting off. Well, he comes back one day and he's like, you're not going to believe what happened yesterday. And I said, do tell. He said, so I leave the practice. My wife says, I'm at the appointment. You better get here. He jams over to the OBGYN's the office. He rushes through the parking lot into the waiting room. And he says to the receptionist, my wife's here. She's in for the final appointment before our baby's born. And the receptionist says, room 7. And you know what happens? He goes down to room 7 and he pops open the door. And there's an African-American woman sitting on the table ready to be examined who begins screaming. Ah! He apologizes and he backs out of the room. He goes back to the receptionist and he says, my wife is white. Yeah, he laughed about it. I just wondered. I couldn't help but wonder. As I go into the sushi restaurants across the state of Oregon, and my wife and I walk in, like, I feel like we're together. I don't know. Maybe we don't give off that vibe. Do we not give off that vibe that we're together, Gliss? Am I being sensitive here? I'm not offended by it, but I kind of just wonder, like, are we being judged? Of course we are. When we walk through the door, they look at how you're dressed, how you act, your body language. We all judge each other. But I wonder, like, what is that about? What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I think it's just kind of a natural, as you say, like, we just judge people in general. And I think it's probably just an assumption that people make. I don't think it's necessarily out of, like, a bad place. It's probably just an assumption, yeah. Like, they, you know, just assume, like, oh, maybe they're not together.
I would like to get to borrow an Asian listener and be like, hey, you're going to walk into the sushi restaurant with my wife, and I'm going to trail behind, and I want to see if they ask, are you guys together? I bet they don't. I bet they just go.
If they just seat them at a table.
Yeah, seat them at a table. they don't do it. I saw her do it with the other couple. Like, clearly, and then she was embarrassed, and I didn't want her to embarrass her. Like, I didn't want her to feel bad. I just wanted to know, like, hey, what's that about? And I've asked others before, and they turn red, or they go, oh, you know, because they realize, ooh, like, I screwed that up. I did that one time. I was at a minor league baseball game. You've ever done anything like that?
No.
No? I was at a minor league baseball game, and so it was the first time the stadium had been open ever, and there was an older guy holding a baby right behind home plate in the stands. And I thought, oh, yeah, like, if nothing else happens tonight, maybe I'll talk to this old guy and write about, you know, is it the baby's first game? And I walked up and I said, is it your granddaughter's first game? And he said, my daughter's first game. And I went, oh, sorry. And he goes, no, don't worry about it. He goes, I'm old. I'm an old dad. I'm that way now with the little one. I'm sure, like, because I dropped the 3-year-old off at preschool. I look around at the other parents. They're all younger than me. I know that I'm going to be that old dad. When those kids get to high school, they're going to be like, why does your granddad pick you up every day? You know?
I don't think I have, I just have a hard time actually asking someone that question. Even if I make an assumption, yeah. I'm just not, you know, I don't go there. I just kind of lay back.
I just let it rip.
Like asking a woman if she's pregnant, you know?
Yeah, I just let it fly. Get myself in all kinds of trouble. How far along are you? Oh, my bad. That's an awkward conversation in an elevator. When's the baby due? Oh. You just don't go there. There's some things you don't do. Gary's in Portland. He's called in. If you want to weigh in on the subject, you can. We'll take your phone calls here on the other side of a very short break. You know this show's like a roller derby. 503-417-7575 is the phone number. Weigh in on that. Plus, Aaron Fentress. I'm going to ask Aaron Fentress this. He's African-American. His wife is Caucasian. Does he have the same problem when he goes into a restaurant? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And I can live with that. If the server goes, hey, you know what? She's just super hot. And I thought, no way this could be a possible couple. Leave it here.